unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
AM WPFP, translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden and congressional leaders meeting behind closed doors on a short-term fix to avoid Friday's partial government shutdown, along with a bipartisan deal on a foreign aid package and border funding. NTSB Chairwoman Jennifer Homedy telling the Senate Commerce Committee today that a shutdown would impact investigations, including the MAX 9 planes grounded after a door plug flew out of an Alaskan Airlines plane mid-flight.
If there is a government shutdown, because the planes are grounded and because we have the information we need, our investigation will entirely pause.
The first shipment of medicine arriving in Gaza for the more than 100 hostages still held by Hamas. That deal brokered by Qatar and France. Next week, Buckingham Palace says King Charles will undergo a procedure to treat an enlarged prostate. Today, Kensington Palace says Prince William's wife, Catherine, is recovering from planned abdominal surgery. This is ABC News. At least 23 people killed in central Thailand following an explosion at a fireworks factory. Police say they are investigating the cause of that blast. There's a new king of the global smartphone market.
Apple has overtaken Samsung as the world's leading seller of smartphones. That's according to new numbers from the International Data Corporation.